Away, good day, good evening, good morning, or whenever you are listening to this. This is the Coffee and Cotterella podcast. I'm Yasin Bonds.
I'm Brad.
I'm Saeed. we changed the order.
And you're undecided. That's what's happening.
We changed the order. I don't know where I am.
You know when you're absent for one day and you come back to school.
And I don't know where you sat down. Like,
what happened in the class project?
You know, once they pranked me, I was sick, came back, and then they were like, we had to write a poem today. We're going to read it in front. It wasn't a poem. I was the only one that went to write and do a reader of my own poem in front of class, and
that's
they pranked me
funny.
So hard, and I hate him still to this day.
I just wanted to say it's nice to have, we got a new sponsor, Minions Rise of Gru, part 4.
That's exactly what I said when Yasin got in the car. I was like, a minion today.
We're making the big bucks.
I wasn't going to say Shadley's a bad father if he thinks a minion wears black and not blue. Shadley doesn't take note of the things he's changing.
My kids don't even watch Minions, so at this
point. His kids just go to madrasa.
My kids just play games.
At madrasa. So, what happened, Brad, in the last week?
I saw Deadpool and Wolverine.
Wolverine. Wolverine is the Afrikaans one.
It's my auntie.
Deadpool is someone who is in debt, and Wolverine is the person they buy the mall.
I loved it. I really enjoyed it.
Where does it rank in your top 10
MCU?
Let's go with comic book movies.
Ooh. Interesting. Wow. It's definitely in the. I haven't given that question much thought, but I would say it's in my top 10.
Was it like a fun experience to watch, or is it actually a good movie? Because like they are like some of those Marvel things where it's like it's fun to watch because there's like people who pop up, but when you take a step back and you're like, actually like there was like stuff missing or what?
No, I get what you mean. It's more a fun experience than it is a good movie, but it is still a well-made movie. There's one shot that like people are talking about online now. Which is like, it's just a shot of Deadpool and Wolverine standing next to each other, but like Wolverine's clearly fully CGI and look a bit weird. There's one or two of that in the movie, but for the most part, it's very polished. It's like.
It ain't on your wedding day.
Exactly. but like you said, it is a fun ride, and that's what I think. People aren't really like focusing on like that. It's a fun movie. It's a Deadpool movie. So it's not going to be fun.
It's meant to be like silly. And
like, there's room for movies that are just fun. Like everything doesn't have to be groundbreaking.
You'd know that if you were here last week.
seven and a half.
We were here for the sevens.
Seven out of 10.
Seven out of 10 are actually better than 10 out of 10 because 7 out of 10 you had enough fun with it to watch it again or just have a decent time. But a 10 is always like, it's too much pressure to go back.
So it missed one podcast and it ruined his life now.
but with that said though, Deadpool is probably my most rewatched a comic book movie ever. Both one and two.
Exactly. Like
the others I've watched once or twice.
It's fun and it's just like Ryan Reynolds just understands the character and he just brings it.
Exactly. And obviously now it's the first Deadpool movie in the MCU. So they go quite hard with the, like, just not the cameos, but like the little Easter eggs. Like there's a scene that takes place in an office. Okay. On the Avengers campus. I'll just say that. This isn't a spoiler, but it's literally in the background. There's Captain America's shield. There's something from Tony Stark's office. That suitcase from Iron Man 2 that he takes and puts his hands in and then he shoots up. There's a lot of that in the background. Like it's quite in your face, but it's in the background.
It's very Deadpool.
Deadpool.
Is it if the people that made, obviously these are the same people, but you know when Deadpool 1 made fun of those things?
Yes.
Now they actually get to be a part of those
and
things.
He's still making fun of it.
Oh, that's like, great.
What I love is, and once again, I don't think this is a spoiler. So, but you tell me after I tell you. I promise you. Like Deadpool looks at camera and just goes, you know, I think it's time we put this multiverse shit to bed. Like, it's been a low point for Marvel. He literally says that to camera, and I'm like, yes, I agree with you.
I'm there for it.
So little in jokes and stuff like that. Stuff like Deadpool looking at Wolverine and just going, Kevin Feige is going to make you do this for the next 90 years.
Nice.
Like shit like that. Like it's fun and it's not as stupid meta as, let's say, I thought She-Hulk was at the end.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I mean, obviously there's been a lot of talk about it online, but there's amazing cameos in it. Some, like the ones we can talk about, like if you've seen the trailers, for example, like Sabretooth. That's a cool cameo from the old X-Men movies.
And Henry Cavill. I feel like by now we should all know. Look at Saeed. Didn't you know that?
Yeah, he plays Superman.
Yeah.
You guys are not on the internet, okay? I can't be blamed.
I'm not like, the thing is like with the spoilers for this thing, like I know I'm going to watch it like late.
Yeah.
Oh. So I
will get a spoiler.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. So I'm just kind of like,
I also feel like, yeah, with a hype movie, you go, this is what's going to happen, especially it's with a movie that's like so spoiler ridden. Yeah. You're just like, yeah, we're going through the things.
And
now.
Then, yeah, that like, then there's one scene where it's just cameo porn. Like it's mad. Like when you think it's done, it's not done. And it's some deep cuts. It's really cool. But anyway, that's all I'll say because I don't want to, like the fact that I didn't know anything about that. Yeah. And in the cinema, I'm sitting by myself and I'm just going, yo, and like I clap and I'm just like by myself sitting in front.
If anybody was in the cinema and they heard somebody going, yo, can the police go and film
this? Yeah, Tiger Valley last week.
What is it, a white wall or like a colored wall or like a yo?
Yeah, exactly.
Please give us a breakdown of the sounds Brad makes when he's alone.
So, I don't think I can talk more about it without talking spoilers. So what I'll say is, fun comic book movie, fun Deadpool movie. I think I said it to you. I said it was the best MCU film since Endgame. That I wasn't right because I forgot that Far From Home came out after that. Spider-Man. I just in my mind, all the Spider-Man movies came out before Endgame. But
is Far From Home the one with the multiverse also? The dark one?
Wait, are you talking? No, you're talking about No Way Home.
Sorry.
Far From Home is the one in Europe.
In Europe.
Homecoming.
No Way Home.
Homecoming is the first one.
Oh shit, yeah. Anyway.
No Way Home is the one.
The multiverse one with all the Spider-Man and all that stuff. Best MCU movie since then, I think. Mm. And what I like about it as well is it's not them just going like, okay, you're part of the MCU now. Let's forget about Fox, basically.
Yeah.
The movie actually plays as a love letter to Fox. Like there's a lot of thank yous. There's a lot of not direct to screen thank yous, but like you can feel the nods.
Yeah. Yes.
And the end credit, so there's one post credit scene and one during credit scene.
Nice.
You know how they used to do it in movies? Yeah. There's not mid credit. It happens while the credits are rolling. You know how movies used to do that with the little square?
Maximize my time in the cinema. Don't make me wait.
Because you're going to wait anyway, so they might not put it there while
and
it happens.
And what it is, and I think this is really cool, and I don't think this is a spoiler once again, but it's basically behind the scenes footage from the making of all the Fox movies.
It's
almost like a thank you, a love letter to Fox, and it ends with the 20th Century Fox logo, not the Marvel logo, which is pretty cool. It's like a thank you almost.
That is cool.
Yeah,
I feel like that. So does Disney give extras on the platform?
What do you mean?
On Disney Plus, do they give?
I don't know. They don't have like. I don't think they have like.
It's not
cool,
like DVD
now it goes. Oh, now you must buy the DVD, but no one have a DVD player. But that's another story. But the thing of going, this feels like a movie that should have all of its extra content in one space. Also, all movies bring back bloopers and bring back behind the scenes and all that other stuff. For us, please.
So I would say, solid 7.5 out of 10. Fun, stupid, gory, violent, everything.
Out there on the internet, they will say that the 7.5 out of 10 is a fail. That's what they
exactly.
will say.
And then
in this house, we love a
7 out of 10. And then just quickly, I downloaded a game from Game Pass called Still Wakes the Deep.
I saw that actually like recently.
Yeah, and it's really good. It's a survival horror. You like work on an oil rig. In like the 70s, and it's first person survival horror. Something happens, the ship gets overtaken by weird monsters, but like very weird, like body horror, stuff like that. But what I didn't like
Dead Space kind of vibes.
Yeah, but what I didn't expect is it's not a game where you fight those creatures. You have to just avoid them and sneak past them and use a can to throw over there to distract them. Because you're just a normal everyday guy. You're not like a super agent or anything. You're just this guy that works on an oil rig.
bro chose not violence.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to get
a normal life right now.
Because in the beginning, you get like a screwdriver, and I thought, okay, that's going to be your first weapon just to like, but that's just to break open locks on doors and to unscrew air vents to crawl into and stuff like that. So
it's a normal person's approach to a dangerous situation.
Yeah. And the graphics are amazing. It's like, it's basically, it plays almost like a very good the latest Unreal Engine demo in a way. Mm. Like super photorealistic environments. The map's cool. It's a game that I...
What's after this?
Hey?
When you finish the course, show us.
I'll show you, definitely.
I want to see this.
Yeah. It's really, really
I'm always interested in hyper-realistic. How good can they make it and how good can they hold it and how good your machine must be to run it.
Yeah,
also.
For sure. For sure. So yeah. Also, I haven't gotten super far into it. I'm probably like maybe 2.5 hours in, but I can't see it being a very long game. Like I think I'm probably halfway through already.
Yeah. Mm.
It's probably one of those where you
It's like a nice narrative focused game as well. It's like there's flashbacks every now and then to like your home in Scotland and why you ended up working on the oil rig. So it's cool. It's like it's a fun.
He needed a job.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
The reason why.
And you find out why he went and all that stuff. It's really cool. Really, really cool.
And you say
I haven't played pretty much anything for this past 2 weeks.
Good.
Was it 2 weeks?
2 weeks. Yeah.
I think it was one. No, it was, maybe, okay, it doesn't matter. I haven't played much. I watched some stuff. Like I was saying earlier, like I didn't play anything on the NBNIC, so that's why I'm handing it off to Brad today.
Thank you.
Because there's too many games to choose from, and when I get to choices like that where I'm not sure, I just leave it.
Yeah.
So I just put
maybe
the NBNIC off, and I just left it there. But I started watching... I picked back up Superman and Lois. I'm on season 3 now because I was watching season 2 when season 3 was airing, and I liked the show so much that I wanted the season to end first.
Yeah.
Before I continued, so now I'm watching season 3. There's 2 seasons left of the show, but like I think the 4th and 5th haven't aired yet. So I'm just watching the 3rd one. I really like it. He's still my favorite Superman.
The current one.
Yeah, he's the best.
Tyler.
Yeah, I don't know how to say his surname.
Yeah, I'm not going to butcher it now.
But he's my favorite Superman. Like, besides obviously, like Christopher Reeve, he's Superman.
Yeah.
But like, out of anybody else that has been Superman, like he's definitely second.
I think Cavill is actually my favorite Superman.
I don't think
the movies did him justice. They could have done so much more, fun with him.
Yeah.
But the movies were too
wanted to be too serious. Yeah.
Yeah.
So like this one, I didn't want to watch it in the beginning because I was like, oh, it's a CW show. Like it's probably going to be.
Yeah, but you love CW. I don't understand. You love CW shows, but you hate CW quality movies.
The thing is, these shows are stupid. So like I watch it when I want to watch something stupid.
Oh, okay.
But I don't. Ah. And like, watching like 20 or 30 minutes of something stupid is better than watching an hour and a half of something stupid. But like, it's not, the Superman is not CW quality. It's way better. Like, that's why I recommend it to everybody. Because
but CW also has a quality of camera that they use that I can't handle. Like, do you know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you mean.
It's sharpened and softened at the same time. And
so they don't do much of that in the show, but just, yeah, I think like his portrayal of Superman, it's exactly like what Superman must be, man, because he does the small stuff, but it's also just about mainly like him being a father, but also at the same time being Superman. It's cool because like he's not saving the universe or the world every episode.
I was going to say that like,
there's
still a two-parent teaching
like
meeting.
There's like a big bad for the whole season. And like that will get resolved or whatever happens near the end of the season. But like, sometimes it's just him pretending to be like, pretending that he's a normal brasser, that he can coach his lighty playing football. And then like when he walks, because he's like, everybody knows him as like this pup, right? He must pretend to circle carrying the stuff. Like he must ask people for help. And it's quite because like he plays that so well when he goes from being Clark that everybody thinks he must be and Superman. It's like, that's a different character. And he does
so you understand
switch.
Why people wouldn't think they're the same person?
Yeah, you really do get why, man. Because he's like, just like a silly, like clumsy journalist, bruh. And like Lois is really, like she's a really cool Lois character. Like You understand like why she's like, because Lois is supposed to be like the most famous reporter in the world.
Yeah.
And like when you see how she is with people, like you understand like this lady could be the most famous reporter in the world. Like she embodies that, like she doesn't like give up. She's, you know what I mean?
She's just in the war zone.
She's
going,
just always, you know what I mean? And like, it's a really cool show. Like,
The other thing with the CW shows, and I feel like they picked it up from like the Xena and the Hercules time shows, is that you only see graphics once per episode. Then even when Marvel had some show on Mnet, what was it called?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Then you only see, they only flip a car once, and then when they do flip a car, then it's just like so, edge of a graphic, and you go, oh, they got it. Then you see a bad guy do a bad guy thing, then you go, shh. Once per episode, we never show graphics again. No one have powers. Everybody just talk the whole
that
time.
That CGI budget is non-existent.
Yeah, yeah, but they like, yeah, they don't rely much on the graphics, man. It's more just about
story.
Yeah, like writing. Like he's a he balances that thing of
what is Superman. Isn't he a journalist also?
Yeah, he is a journalist. Yeah, but it's just really cool. And then also I started watching Reacher because I keep getting clips on TikTok.
But wait, like Alan Richardson.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Dope, right?
Guys, the algorithm will get you no matter what you do. Yeah. You think you see something on TikTok and you go, this is not for me. You scroll on five TikToks afterwards. You go, oh, let me watch your show.
Yeah, it's like that show that like you would come into like the TV room at night and your dad's watching it like 10 o'clock at night. Like that's like one of those shows where like this bra is just... He's just quiet, man. Like, he's just too quiet.
Skopski Donna can moor anyone.
And he knows everything. Like, he can figure out everything. He's like, if Sherlock Holmes was in Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Like, he's exactly like that. Like,
he's that bro.
He just comes in and he just tells the bro, like, no, there had to be this kind of bullet, this, whatever, because of the sound and because of this. And there had to be like this, this person had to be from this country because of this. And he said this word when I fought him, so he's from Argentina. Like it's like ridiculous, no? It's ridiculous, no? But the fact that this bruh is like he's like 6'5" and he's like insanely ripped, it's like it's not that ridiculous. Like if you told me this bruh could beat like 12 people in a fight, I'm like,
yeah
he could.
It's a vibe.
So like it's liquor, man.
But he also does shit like that, but like
and it's surprisingly violent because like it's an Amazon show, man. So they don't need to worry about like TV stuff.
Yeah.
So like the first episode, he just puts his thumb like he fights a bra, he just puts his thumb all the way in a bra's eye. Like it's like they have like some like John Wick style like violence in terms of like what they do, man. And it's also cool because he's just like I'm only on like the third episode now, so I like don't know enough about his backstory to like fully know his character. But he's just a bra that can just do anything, man. Like he just knows.
He's a capable bra. Yeah. He's a very capable.
Like he's like a super soldier bra.
Yeah.
Like it's like a fun show and it's like it's done well. And I think they have that line between like it being like almost like a parody in the sense of this bra is too good. Yeah. But then at the same time, it's like
they lean fully into
It's not like they lean into it, but not like in a Fast and Furious way where like they lean into it, but you still laugh. But this is more like they lean into it and you just like, that's guy. Like you'll just be something and just do something and be like, yo.
Yo.
You know what I mean?
I want to watch that now.
Like it's liquor to watch.
Okay.
He's basically in a Horatio Caine from CSI Miami.
Yeah.
Meets John Wick.
Yeah. Yeah. Like he can
that's the best way I can describe it.
Like he just knows everything.
I'll take it.
They have him in the cell, like with cable ties on, and he's just like, I'm not gonna help you guys until you get this off him, man. And then they're like, No, we're not gonna, we can't trust you. Because he's literally like bigger than everybody in the show. Like, that's like the main thing, is like he is this huge bruh.
Yeah.
So like he's there, and then they're just like, okay, fine, you can what's the name? We'll get the bolt cutters, whatever, or like the wire cutters. And then he's just like, he just stands up, he's like, no, it's fine. Then he just breaks himself. Do you know what that means? Like it's like stupid stuff like that, man.
But
he wasn't detained, he was like, just waiting.
Yeah, it's just
he just wanted permission.
Did you watch anything else? Sorry.
Nah, that's like the only stuff that I really
and work.
Yeah.
Good. And is a responsible, upstanding civilian.
Last night I watched, I think it's The Richest Man in the World or something like that. It's basically the story of the grandchild of Mr. Getty. You know, Getty, the one from Getty Images.
Okay.
But he's also you know, Getty he was actually, I don't know, at one point he was the richest man who ever lived, ever.
Jeez.
Really?
So he brought the oil from Saudi and then he made a super tanker to carry the oil basically to the Western world. And he became like a super rich, but he was a horrible man. Anyway.
But now he's overtaken by Mr. Getty's.
Mr. Getty's Images.
He makes suckers.
But yeah, so obviously the man Getty was like a monster, but I feel like the company is still peak capitalism.
Yeah.
But yeah, they steal his son and then it's the thing of his grandson. And then he doesn't want anything to do with people because he's like, I don't negotiate. No one gets money for free. Like he gave his grandchild like a trinket, like a statue from ancient Egypt. And he was like, yo, it's worth so much million. This is when the child's like a light. He's like, it's worth so much million, but you can have it. Can't he? The mother go price it years later because she needs ransom money. It's worth like $17 or something.
Yo.
Like that's, and this man is like a billionaire in the 70s already. Yo. Like that, it was like ridiculous stuff. Anyway, I mean, the man dies, which is nice. It's a very spot-on movie.
Is it a movie or a documentary?
So they say it's a movie on Netflix. But it's a documentary in the terms of like it's part documentary. You know that stuff movie that's like based on
like a dramatization of his life.
But it's a great movie though.
Did you end up watching that out of everything on Netflix?
We watch a lot of nonsense on Netflix, like a random. It was just sometimes we'll scroll and go, okay, this is the one we're gonna watch. And we just push through to see how shit it's gonna be. And then we sometimes just hate watch the thing or so. Then on the front of the game that I'm busy playing Lost War.
Are you still playing that?
I'm on day 18, so I'm still very much in the early phases.
Is that like an ad game also?
It's an ad game.
Yes.
Fell for them, but I didn't spend money yet. There's something of 20 Rand that's catchy. That, oh, they advertise it every day. And I go, if I can, no, I'm not going to open the gateway. I'm going to see how far I can get into the game. I'll probably delete the game by the weekend, to be honest.
That's what you said last week.
Yeah.
Next week, yes. Yeah. Still playing Last War.
And he spent money on it.
No, it's spending money on the game is the what. And then the other one is Katana Zero. It's a normal game that's
such a jazz
game. It really is. Like story-wise, graphics-wise.
I've heard of it, but
It's on like everything, basically.
But if you have Netflix, you can download it through the Netflix game store as well. It's one of those where
it's very like Hotline Miami as well. So if you like Hotline Miami, you will love that sort of thing.
Think of like 16-bit graphics, but with a high frame rate.
Mm.
Those are always fun. And it's got like nice music and good good texture and artwork as well. There's a story, but I skipped the story because I'm just like, let me more people.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. And yeah, that's just that's been my week. I've just been working also.
Oh, that's liquor.
Can you see the water?
Do you play with a controller on your?
Nah, it's actually nice to play on your screen though.
Is it?
Yeah, it's worth it because there's four buttons, but you use one or two buttons at a time. Really,
I want to get that little better. Though.
I want to get that thing. Yeah. I saw that they sell it by like Cash Crusaders. Like not even it's just literally a controller that has a mount on it.
Yeah, the mount is a big thing. Do you have the mount one?
It's like a backbone.
I've got it, but it plugs like onto plugs onto the Xbox controller and then you put your phone on it.
You know what I mean?
So it clips onto the back of the Xbox controller and then you put your phone on top of it. Or PlayStation. No, I've only got the one for the Xbox,
And it is one for the PlayStation as well.
And they're cheap. They're like $50 on Takealot. They're cheap.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That's all. And Shadley, what did you do?
I've been playing Minecraft. To be honest, I got into Minecraft and I'm in it and I am deep within it.
I could never get into Minecraft. Even like the Lego in Fortnite where you must like build stuff. Like, do you know what it is? I don't like not knowing what to, like, I don't like not having instructions in a game like that.
So do you know what I found? So I've been playing, like,
For a youth, you really don't like the freedom, right? What did we fight for?
So there's like creative mode where you can just like build and do whatever. Yeah. And that's what a lot of people do for like, just like building those that crazy shit, like, because nothing is attacking you.
Yeah.
But there's almost like an understanding you gain of like how cities function and how to like build, like, so I've started like survival and it's like how to like build out from
build
the
your base and stuff.
Yeah, because I think it's like in the beginning you think like, okay, big, like I need to build this house. So, but it's like, nah, build a room, then you pluck like another room for like other cat, then you pull this, then it's, so it's actually like a very addictive gameplay loop. And now I'm scared I'm gonna get into like redstone building. That's where they like do like mechanical engineering in there.
Oh wow.
Where you can like build a calculator or computer that, in the game, stuff like that.
But they built a computer, they can play Minecraft in there. That is like, that is mental.
How do you even get
to that point?
Conceptualize the point. I don't understand.
Crazy.
But I'm just like it's good to like, apparently it's very good for like kids to understand like basic computer coding.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I'm like, yeah. Learn and enjoy yourself at the same time.
I love how games went from parents watching games went, oh, it's going to make you violent, to now they go, oh no, it's about coding. Yeah. Lies.
It's just, it's actually a lot more just than I anticipated.
Then, just on the note of how much money people have spent in games, because I've had people DM me to tell me, like the amounts, and I go, a lot of people didn't say the amount that they spent. They were just like, oh no, I spent a lot. Say how much you spent, guys. Live your life.
No shame.
I gave up. I don't want to count. I spent a lot.
What's the, I want to say what's the most, but actually every time you say how much you spent on a game, especially I think on a phone game, you get a little more depressed.
Yeah.
It hurts.
Do you know why, man? It's like, afterwards, now you look back, like, yo, I could have done a lot more with that money.
Yeah.
Spend it on a game I don't even play anymore.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you know what
that is? Because the other thing, you also, there's a moment, especially with a phone game, that you go, I'm done with this game.
Yeah.
And you uninstall it and you're gone.
But that's why, like, I go, if I'm done, I'm done. Like, I'm not going to live with a regret of like, I spent so much. It's like, nah, if I'm done, I'm done. It's,
buyer's remorse is a real thing. And buyer's remorse only happens once you uninstall the game. That's when buyer's remorse really eats you. It stalks you. And then, you were talking about the clip-on for the controller.
Yeah.
Which leads us to today's episode of...
Wait, we have a question from the week.
Oh, question from the
Before
week.
Before we get into that, and that is, what is 1 HP of damage in real life? So, like, what...
Oh, that's... if you have paving and there's one brick that's just a little higher than the others and your foot clips it, one HP.
Mm. Oh, for me, it's, you know, when you get those tags in your clothing and you cut it off, but then like the plastic still stays in there and it sticks you.
Oh, then it scratches you in the neck.
Then you're like,
you don't lose the one HP when you're still at home. It's when you are out and you feel the scratch. And that's one HP. Every time you feel the scratch, that's one HP is catching you.
I thought about this while I was eating breakfast today, and I have some. So the one is like, you know, when you're already upset, you're already angry, and you walk, and then your jacket gets stuck in the door.
One
like,
HP.
That's like one. No, or like when you drink tea too quickly, and you burn your tongue. No? That's one. But you also have a status effect on you because you burned.
Yeah.
But that's actually more of a poison, I feel like, because it affects like poison on Pokemon.
Yeah.
Because it affects everything.
Everything you taste for the next day.
I was going to say the jacket one or like the belt, that is also you get paralysis because you're stuck there in the moment.
It's the thing about the belt, people say, but I'm not that tall. I don't know
who does that.
Whose handles are so low
like
that
my
it catches.
Jacket, but like your belt, what's going on there?
When you try to jump in a pool and you hit flat, that's one.
Oh, yes.
That burn is one.
Yes.
Or when you jump in the pool and the water just moves up your nose.
Yes.
And it just burns. I think that's one.
What one HP is also embarrassment, I feel like.
Yeah.
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 Just
that's
like tripping in public.
Yeah. Pushing a pool door, one HP.
You go for a handshake, but somebody go for a fist bump. But then you're like,
then you both of you lose.
When
one
you both
HP.
Change.
Yeah.
Then it's like,
when you do the 3-point turn greeting, but you go the same way, man.
Yeah. And also, you know, like sometimes you feel like you need to stretch, then you stretch, but you stretch too far or you stretch too long.
Now it hurts.
And then it's
that
like,
muscle is burning
you went like the opposite way. Like you know, like when you must catch that ball, like in the, you just let it go too far. And it's like,
Not in the yellow, it's in the red.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one HP.
Stretching one of those chairs that leans back and then you like lose for a second. Yeah. And you're like, oh no.
One HP
you
of
lose,
power.
You lose like one, but then you get it back. Like once you like,
it's like fear damage.
Yeah.
I mean, I was thinking about this earlier. I couldn't think of one, but I just thought now, when you were like, you know, when you were lighter and you used to walk around, like maybe it's because I'm white and Afrikaans, but like when you walk around barefoot, and you just walk on grass, and then there's just one thorn, and it just goes, and then you're like, but then you go like, and then you flick it off, and then it's just itchy.
Yes,
it's not sore; it's just itchy. That's the one HP.
Or just grass being itchy in general. Like, you want to like, you look forward to like playing, like kicking a ball or something, and then there's grass on you, and you're just like,
that thing of, you know, when someone ever pull and next to this grass, but the grass is hard grass, and you're like, it's not so, it's just very uncomfortably so.
Yeah.
I once went to like a swimming bath. I don't know if it was like, I don't know why, but like, I think like it's in Ratevacht or something.
But the prison?
No, like there's like a, it's like just in the area, like but like the pool, all the grass on the outside of the pool has thorns on it. Like all of the grass.
Somebody did that on purpose. Yo.
Like all the grass. So like you sit on the grass and there's thorns there, and you can't like, you have to go with your shoes to the water because you can't walk back because there's grass. I mean, there's thorns. It's just
Thorns is one HP. Put the thorns down. And that thing of, you know, because also when you're walking, like even if you walk on like stones or something barefoot, it's fine to walk on the stones, but then there's one stone that just has a pitchy more of a point, catches you.
One HP. Or a stone in your shoe, just in your shoe.
Just in your shoe.
But also, you know, like sambusa is in that, like hot food in general, when you eat it and it's still hot, and then you must hasha fasha. Like that one HP.
The Timothy Treadle over here.
That's the best onomatopoeia. What's that? Onomatopoeia. Hasha fasha.
Hasha fasha. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
It's a sound, yeah. Onomatopoeia is the sound. Yeah. That's that one.
We know things on this podcast.
we know things. Not always, but sometimes.
What else is one HP of health that gets taken from you?
In real life. And now we can go on to...
Oh, yes. Talking about the clip and the things. It's stuff. Peripherals. 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 That's what we're talking about today. The things that are, that make up the console, the things that come with the bonus to the console. Is it?
Yeah, like add-ons, like condiments for consoles.
I didn't know where that was going.
Yeah, there was other words.
I didn't know where you were going when you started that. I was like, I didn't sign up for this kind of podcast.
Things you use that make play better. Condiments. It's on the peripherals of the things. So it's basically the controllers that we that came out specifically for some games, and then add-ons and
things that just make games like liquor. They're like, we just made them just. So who's going to start?
Saeed, you have a list. Let's go.
Saeed is going to do like 500 different things. He's going to cover all of us.
I have some stuff. Most of it's like I would put under honorable mentions. So the first one I never ever used, but they always looked so cool because I think I saw it in like a movie once. I think it was The Rocker with Rain Wilson.
Oh, yeah?
The Donkey Kong bongos. I always wanted to know, because I've seen people like play like Dark Souls with him and stuff.
Yeah.
But like I've always wanted to just like play, because I wanted to play the game that it came with, because it was like a Donkey Kong game that you had to, like a rhythm game.
But what console did it, was it on?
Wasn't it on 64?
I have no idea.
Look, I think it was on Marketplace when you see if you
Yes,
can buy
no,
it.
It's on GameCube.
GameCube.
So you buy it on Marketplace, you attach it to the Embernic.
And we're playing games on the
It just looks so cool. Yeah. That was an honorable mention. I always wanted to play with it. And then I have to also say the golf club for the Wii. Just because like you didn't need it because you couldn't
do it. I was about to ask now.
But like that was the quiet thing about when the Wii came out with all those things. It's like you didn't need it. You didn't need a steering wheel. You could just hold it the same way. You don't need the tennis racket, but it's just cool and it just helped you like buy into that whole feeling of.
Yeah. Also because it's one more thing that can knock more things. Yeah. I think that's the problem with the peripherals. It's like especially the Wii's ones, you go. Didn't need
this. And they were all like mainly third party, so they didn't work 100%. They worked like 97%. So that
I'm speaking like Volt even more than
90%. It works 90% of the time.
Every time,
60% of the time.
It works all the time.
And then I also have to say, one of the things I think is the coolest peripheral, but also I obviously never use it, is the Game Boy camera and the printer that came with the Game Boy.
Mm.
Ah.
Because like, imagine, for me, I feel like, imagine that time, like being able to just take photos with your Game Boy and print it.
Yeah.
Before you could do like you could buy like a Canon thing or whatever and just print from your phone with Bluetooth. You know what I mean? Like, that's like a...
Yeah. Yeah. And also like the thing of good guy Game Boy didn't... The paper they used was... What do you call the paper?
It was like a normal receipt paper.
Yeah, it was a receipt paper. So it was a burn of a printer, which means that you didn't have to buy special stupid paper. Like
photo paper.
I feel like if Sony gave it, then they would have given you Sony photo paper that you only would have had to pay 2,000 rand for.
And then somebody on Marketplace would be selling it for like $500,000 today.
Yep.
And like, I saw somebody that modified that camera so that he could take photos like with a proper lens.
Oh, wow.
And then he went like to a racetrack and like took photos of the cars while it was going.
That's cool.
It's like just such cool stuff. And then SingStar, the mics and stuff, just because that gave everybody a lot of like,
it gave
a lot of good times.
Yes, but it also gave parents the opportunity to see where their money's going in the children's console. Because they got to go, oh, more children can play with this thing, not just you. Okay, let the family play. And then also SingStar as a catalog of games was fire because
it was fun.
Yeah, but they also had like the themes were great. Boy bands versus girl bands, the rock music, the pop stuff. They went through the years. Like they stacked their catalog really well also. I'll say I played it by use actually.
Yeah, we still have all of the games. And like I actually bought the PS3 one, the games at Cash Crusaders yesterday. It was like $30.
SingStar streams.
But I just now need to get the mics working. Because like,
I've got your mics.
Do you have both? Because are you sure?
Yes,
because
I have both. But Guitar mics.
I have one Guitar mic. So I think if you have one Guitar mic and one SingStar mic, they don't work together.
No. So I have two Guitar Hero mics. Oh, I don't know why. I have two. It's yours, I think.
Yeah, that's my mic.
Yeah. Well, you can play SingStar tonight then.
Nice. Must see if they work. Yeah, I hope they work.
SingStar streams are incoming next.
Gang.
And then quick honorable mention, the light gun from the NES stuff. But I feel like maybe one of you guys will talk about that in room because I feel like I've spoken far too long now.
No, maybe it's group discussion.
I'm just going to say Guitar Hero everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that, that's everything. Everything. Because I could never get a drum kit like when I was younger. Like my sister also always wished she could. She always wanted to play drums. Couldn't get a drum kit. It's too big. It's too loud. It's too expensive.
Yeah.
Get a guitar and a drum kit.
If you have siblings, you can't have a guitar. Drum kit.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's right there. It's behind you.
So like that's why when I got the set, the World Tour set, with
that big box.
Yeah, the big box with the drum, with the drums, the guitar, whatever. Like that was like,
was it Bandito?
Yeah, I bought the Bandito set. Yeah. And then I bought the Guitar Hero World Tour disc like that same day also. So I had both.
Nice.
Amazing.
It was the best because I already have I got Guitar Hero 3 before that. So I have the two wireless guitars. Yeah. But I mean
nice.
They took so much beatings over the years that like they don't even work anymore. Like the buttons are worn out completely. Yeah. Because I was like, every time there was people at my house, we would play guitar.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So like, yeah.
Also because I think, especially with the peripherals, that people who don't normally play games play with those.
Yeah.
So that shit took beatings.
We said it in last week's podcast, like that was the last era of in the room social gaming. Like now, even with the latest Guitar Hero or the most recent one, should I say, like that's all online.
Yeah.
Like you want to be in the room while your friend plays the drums and you play the guitar and the other plays the other guitar. It's like that was the last era of in the room social gaming.
Yeah. So like luckily also I told you guys I lucked out. I got like some pedals at Molniton Flea Market like not too long ago. Like $70 for like an original Guitar Hero controller. And then I was like going to buy it in the but I was like, I have another one. I was like, because like on the, you can play Pro Expert Plus on some of the songs. Where you
play double bass.
You can use double bass.
Ooh.
So now I can do double bass with the thing, but I just need to now take my, I don't think I can do it. Like, I'll be honest. Like, I'm not on that level.
But you're saying that.
But because I always wanted to try it back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know. You know that I could.
Now you have it. Yeah.
But now I can
also
do it.
Good guy. I'll say Bandito and Guitar Hero for making you be able to play with the others instruments. Because normally
true. They were the same people though. Bandito and Guitar Hero.
No, but
like Rock Band.
Rock Band, sorry.
You could play Rock Band like they worked. Yeah. It's just like Rock Band had one less drum. So like Rock Band, you played with like you played four. There was four drums that you know. Yeah, four drums and the pedal, and then guitar was five and the pedal.
Brad is for the listeners out there. Brad is now opening his guitar box.
That's just Activision.
He also just ripped it.
You know, they, Activision made it now. No, then they like make you pay for each per, like each
button.
Yeah. Each button, but like each instrument you must pay to add like, a drummer.
Don't you remember that guitar being so much bigger though?
Bigger and more small, like,
but it looks like a but,
like while you were talking about it now, yeah. I just the sound that this
the sound of those buttons is this it brings me the same joy in the, as the sound it's of it. A kickflip.
Oh,
Tony Hawk's also again. Activision.
Look how cool this guitar is.
Brad is in shock. Wait, can you play guitar, Brad?
No, I can only play. I can play drums.
Oh, yeah.
We can have a Mexican drum off.
I've played drums for 20 years. Yeah.
Pa-ra-pa-pa-pa.
Yeah.
Is there any more?
No, that's my. That's my list.
I will say, like, in terms of quality for the time, it like lost it. Like,
yo,
it,
absolutely,
like, because people used to drink.
Like, yeah, that's also true.
My controllers, like the buttons didn't break on my controller, it's the wiring that broke because I left batteries in there for too long.
Wow.
Like, so that's like for me, like, but I've played hundreds and hundreds of hours of that game. Like, that so many people have played on those guitar on that said that. Guitar that I got.
Yeah. But you also like basically put it on the laptop and now you can download any song.
Yeah, so I on Clone Hero, like I have like 1,000 songs on my Google That's Drive. Cool. So that I just had to put it onto my Google Drive.
What's your favorite India song to play?
My favorite?
India song.
don't have
Who can say what the
But it's so like it's so liquor, man.
Because
the people are keeping the game alive and you like so now those controllers are worth a lot. Like working ones.
You see now it's gonna go.
It's really, it's too late, bro.
Yeah, only on marketplaces in the real world you can still buy for like 500 in marketplaces.
It's too late, bro. Like, and also like because there's mods now where you can play like full tracked songs. Like you can play people do the karaoke on it. They do the drums. They do the
so cool.
So you can play everything. You just need to download an app on your computer and you can play it. So like we've had it a few times at my house where I was running the game. And we were all just slamming in my room playing, and it's liquor. And
it was a vibe.
Like, it's still,
so wait,
it's,
so
it's
you,
still
you
a
didn't,
vibe.
But you didn't have the drum kit.
I have the drum kit.
Does, but that doesn't work.
No, it works because I have the pedal now. The problem was my pedal broke.
Oh.
Because they made it with like the cheapest possible cable.
Yeah.
But like now that I got like the proper one, I can play it again. It's just like some of the buttons I think I need to like take the plastic off and then I just like go over it.
Clean
like,
it.
On the
clean
inside
it,
because of dust or whatever.
So you had the full set. Did you have Rock Band or Guitar Hero?
Guitar Hero. So I also bought that World Tour big box. I remember on Kalahari.net.
Yeah. When there was still a vibe.
Yeah. I remember like...
How did the drums compare to real drums?
Because you have a electronic kit as well, right?
Yeah. Like a real one.
So you have like an actual drum kit and an electronic drum kit and then also the Guitar Hero drum kit.
Yeah. So I don't have a real drum. But anyway, yes, I've played on all three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Guitar Hero one, it works. It's laid out nicely, I find. It's just compact. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, so obviously, drum kit, you extend and you go up there and whatever. But this one's very compact, which it works for what it does.
But
I really
enjoyed there's someone on the internet that modified it so that it's laid out like an actual drum kit.
But you can use your actual kit.
Yes.
Like, especially on the mods on the PC. Like, you can literally just map it to whatever you press and it will work.
I think I might do that.
What, and then what is your
peripheral? Saeed was right. I did choose the light gun.
Yes.
So basically, I mean, I could have chosen a lot of things. I could have chosen any of the Guitar Hero stuff. You mentioned something earlier. Oh, another honorable mention is the Game Boy Advance e-reader.
Oh, that was bad for its time.
Yeah, because you could scan.
Did you have one?
No. There's one actually on Marketplace. Someone's selling for $3,000.
Nah.
Sealed. But anyway. So
sealed makes a difference.
Yeah. But you could the cool thing is there were Pokemon cards and other cards that you could physically scan using that e-reader. Yeah. Then it would be in your Game Boy. which is cool. It's like a little bit of a gimmick, but I think it's...
No, but it's also...
But the gimmick is part of it, though.
Exactly, yeah.
But also that's what Pokemon was. Basically, you could... Like, you basically have it in a card and then go, I also have it in the game. We're gonna
Exactly.
Yeah, you pull it, man. I don't have to, like, pull it in the game like you have it already.
Yeah. So those are my honorable mentions. But the very first thing that came to mind when you asked this question to us was the light gun. Officially called the Nintendo Zapper.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the first one, the gray and orange.
So it's like fully gray and the orange trigger.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they made a version which was orange with the gray trigger as well. I'll check that out. So welcome to another info dump with Brad.
Light, is that light orange, dark orange, light gray, dark gray, and orange?
Like a obscene orange, like super, super
like
orange. Yeah.
Like it's ugly.
I only know the fake one that we had, the TV game.
Yeah.
Also, they don't fall once and it's just the two sides are just the skew the whole
but
time.
But that's such a satisfying sound when you click them in.
And so, I mean, I just remember when, because I never had one personally, but whenever I went to a friend's house who did have it, I was like, what is this sorcery? How are they getting this right? And even though I've researched it, I watched some videos, I read the Wikipedia page.
It's wild.
I still don't know really what the science is, but... So basically, let me start at the beginning. I think there were maybe 6 or 9 games
that used
the light gun. But I think the 3 that we had in South Africa on the Famicom was Duck Hunt. Wild Gunman. And
that's also my nickname for Brad. I call him Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt, Wild Gunman. I thought Wild Gunman was my nickname. Or then the other one is Hogan's Alley. And I recognize all 3 of them.
Find the picture there.
Watch videos of it. You'll recognize
it. But I do know the Western one was so wild on. When you have to, yeah.
Exactly. So that one I could never get right, the Wild Gunman, because like I didn't know it was like the quick draw game. I just thought the walks on screen, you got to shoot him. Oh. But then it's like, you failed. And I'm, why? Anyway, so those were the 3 games.
Never watch a Western in his life. Yeah. Just being shot there for nothing as a light team.
But then I think the obviously the most popular one was Duck Hunt.
Yeah.
And so I watched it. Firstly, it was...
Oh, I do know Hogan.
I vaguely remember.
Watch gameplay of the cover, like...
Yeah.
Gangster.
Yeah. So it's basically 3 people. They pop up. You must shoot one of them.
It's essentially like a shooting gallery.
Yeah.
It's like the merchant thing in Resident Evil 4.
Oh, yes.
Those side games, but a lot worse, obviously. But so this, the light gun or the zapper was released in 1985. That's mad, hey?
That's before we were born.
That's before all of our time.
Before you said anything.
That's crazy, hey? And so the tech, I'm going to read this because I still, so I watched a slow-mo guys video. You know the slow-mo guys?
Yeah.
He filmed his TV in slow motion while using the Nintendo Zapper to show what it does. Even after physically seeing it, I don't know what the fuck it does.
It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. So I'm going to read this. This is from the Wikipedia page. So let's take it with a pinch of salt. But when the zapper's trigger is pressed, the game causes the entire screen to go black for 1 frame. Then on the next frame, all the targets on screen are drawn as like an all white block. And the rest of the screen remains black. But you hardly see this because it's in 2 frames.
Yeah. Mm. So it's used as like the firing point. Basically.
Yes, exactly. Then the zapper detects this change in light level and determines if any of the targets are in its hit zone. So there's like a little laser, like a little lens inside the light gun as well. Mm. So if the lens is lined up with that white block, then you hit. Then you hit. Then it changes the animation to the duck going, ah, or those guys falling over or something like that. So... Zapper detects this change in light level and determines if any of the targets are on its hit zone. If a target is hit, the game determines which one was hit based on the time of the flash, as each target flashes for 1 video frame, one after another.
Basically, the screen goes black, white, and then like target goes white.
Yeah,
and then it goes, okay, you eat it or you didn't eat it.
Exactly.
That's like distilling it down.
So that it's...
How did they figure this out?
Right? In 1985. How did they figure this out?
Wild thing. Apparently, you can't use it on like modern TVs.
I was just about to say that.
Because you could only do it on CRT and that ability is like out of like smart TVs.
Exactly.
You can't use that actually.
But also, so it's firstly the person who imagined it, right? Then the person who had to make it as an actual thing.
Yeah.
And then the person that had to sell it to the console people. So that so while it was made in 1985, that thing came out in like 1980 already. With regard to like how technology moved. Like now, if you have a concept for technology, you can make it within like a month or two. You can redevelop the stuff. But and then also imagine coming up with this just technology and then it becomes used for games. Like you literally could have made stuff like you go to a war, now you must shoot.
It's a game.
Westerns.
Yeah. So for me, from 1985 to it probably only had like a 10-year, like people only probably used it for about 10 years, give or take, around the world. You know what I mean?
And then it was also a novelty because not every game had it. So there wasn't
exactly. And obviously that technology in a way is used like in, not a lot of things use light guns these days, like obviously arcades and stuff like that, but I doubt it's exactly the same technology.
It's probably changed a lot more.
Yeah.
I think we went from light guns to heavy
machine gun.
So I just remember whenever I went to a friend's house or like, you know, we discussed it on the podcast a few weeks ago when your parents force you to go somewhere and then the kid there has the light gun. I'm like, yes.
Top 10 feelings.
Yeah. But then, so exciting, so cool. And something I never had, but I always loved as a peripheral. That was like the first peripheral basically that I used that wasn't a controller on the TV games. You know what I mean?
I was actually going to say like, it's mad how those on-rails light gun shooters is just like a dead genre now. Like,
yeah.
It's like completely obsolete. You won't find it anymore. Mm. They won't make it. It's pointless because like...
I feel like the Wii missed the trick by not having a lot more of those as part of the Wii.
Yeah,
they did. They had a few games like...
What did they have? They did
have... Was it a Resident Evil game? There was a...
They had a Resident Evil one.
Okay, like, for Resident Evil.
Was it like House of the Dead also or something was on there?
I don't think House of the...
There was House of the Dead for the Wii.
Wasn't that zombie?
But you,
that was a first person.
On PlayStation, there was also... the gun game that they had? There was a gun game.
There was also Time Crisis. Time Crisis on PlayStation that you could play.
Yeah. True. Hey? Yeah.
I think I played Point Blank only once or twice. And it was fun.
I loved that game.
That game was unhinged. Like,
That also had like a Wario
vibes.
Like written, but also going, we're going to be stupid with this and a bit overboard at the same time.
So like, actually now, like I didn't actually put two and two together, but I love when I go to an arcade, I beeline for those like light gun games. Yeah. Like House of the Dead 1 is still my favorite arcade game to play. But the thing that irritates me is
Time Crisis 2.
Yeah, exactly.
Well.
But no arcade, like it's always just a little bit out of calibration. You know what I mean?
You shoot there, and it's like there. Like,
or it just doesn't register and then you've just wasted two tokens or one token or whatever.
You to lose.
But I love those games like Time Crisis, like House of the Dead. Even the latest House of the Deads with a shotgun and a machine gun and a much bigger screen. The Jurassic Park games.
Jurassic Park one where you just shoot a lot. There was one also where you have almost like unlimited ammo and you just shoot whatever's coming at the screen.
Probably.
I think it was Terminator
as well. Terminator 2.
Alien also.
Alien one.
Terminator. Like a Tim is the Terminator.
It's Tim. No, stop.
Tim the Terminator Taylor. and then, man, I'll fast forward this part in the edit, but I had another point now I wanted to say about light guns and games.
There's also two other peripherals that I wanted to ask you guys about.
What?
Are we still in the fast forwarding phase? Okay.
No. Speak.
Did you guys ever play with a Guitar Hero thing for Nintendo DS? Do you know that?
Nah.
I've seen it, but I've never like used it.
Because I always wanted to know how, DS. You could strum on the screen and then you press the actual physical buttons on the thing.
Yes.
I remember seeing it.
Because they had World Tour on there. But then also they had like 12 songs or something. So it's like, why?
And the sound was bad also. But
I would play it though. If I had it. But
you know what's wild? You took peripherals that Nintendo's actual consoles were peripherals.
Yeah.
Like the Wii, the controller and the Nunchuck is a peripheral. It's not
the
a damn controller.
It's a whole damn peripheral.
Then even the DS you go to have a touch screen and an actual screen and a stylus. Yeah. That's all peripheral swag that they got written into one. So every game that you got was written in so many layers because you could play it in with different abilities at least.
Do you know what irritated me? I bought Resident Evil 4 on the Wii. And then I bought like a light gun thing that you plug the the Nintendo controller into. But the Resident Evil 4, because I thought then you'd walk around and you can use the gun to shoot the zombies and stuff. I knew it wasn't first person. But then I realized that the button itself to shoot, so the gun, the Wii gun, which was like third party, you'd press the trigger and then that pushes the back button on the back of the remote. But that wasn't the dedicated shooting button on Resident Evil.
What?
Yeah. So
why would they not make that the shooting button?
Right? The one that feels like a trigger?
Exactly.
They're like, no, not that one.
I think it's like the A button was shoot. So you'd like aim and then press on. Yeah. I think actually you'd hold in B. I think B was the back button.
Like to get into
aiming mode and then you'd do it with A.
I see now they made it overly complicated.
And that's why those games weren't as successful on the Wii.
Did you guys ever play the Tony Hawk's game with the board?
So that was I was actually gonna bring up of peripherals that I wish I wanted, and in retrospect, no.
Apparently it was really junk.
Yeah, it was super
buggy.
So the thing of coming off like the hype of playing Tony Hawk's and then skateboarding in real life and then wanting to play more games and then seeing that and going, yo, I wish I had that. And then now, in retrospect, seeing the reviews going, okay, it's fine.
Yeah. Maybe we didn't lose out.
Then for me, do you have any more?
Mm-mm, that's it.
It's firstly the multi-tap, and I know we speak about it a lot on this thing, but it genuinely was a game and life changer. So the first one was the V-shape one.
Oh no, the V-shape one. That's the
actual one. Yeah. This is the Majat ones. When they figured out the box side, it was just the PlayStation V one. And again, those were things we just saw in magazines.
Yeah.
No one had that one. And then we had a friend that went overseas once and then came back and was like, yo guys, here's the game changer. And I think, you know what's just so wild? While we speak about it, whenever I see, like even in the comics, there were a lot of people. Just because we didn't mix with other people who also played games, there were other people having the same experience regarding controllers and multi-taps and those things as well.
Which is mad. Like, it's actually like crazy if you think about it. Like, everybody had like the shared experience.
But unique at the same time.
Yeah.
And then...
experience, different brasser.
The same damn thing. What was I going to say now? Now I lost my own... my own train of thought. Yeah. Oh, the camera that came with the PlayStation 2?
iToy.
The iToy was an underappreciated gift that I feel like, because again, the problem with the peripherals is that the people who come after that don't take it serious, so they don't make games that can use it.
Yeah.
Because essentially the iToy was doing stuff that the Xbox only came years later to go, we're going to read the body, the movement. It can change the game.
Because I thought it was doing this.
Yeah. Yo, when I'm cleaning windows, I don't know if you guys know the game, but you're going to pull up a video where it goes with it. It was a game changer that we sweated a lot in because of it.
People got hurt.
Was it toys that were not iToy? Was it games, not iToy games that use the iToy?
Yeah, there was a few because they used to have a banner on top of the cases that would say
iToy compatible
with iToy or works with iToy or something. So, but it was always small stuff like put your face in the game.
Yeah.
Like NBA, put your face in the game and then like stretch your face.
And it never worked properly also because I think we tried it with Tony Hawk also and it was shit. But yeah, so I think the iToy was ahead of the game. And then also like... the dance mats was also like a big thing, but again, always
the Olympics party. Also. Yeah, the running.
Because it was always like third party stuff. It never was quick. Like the response time was never quick enough. So you'd run and you'd see the person run on the screen much slower than it. So it never really worked out. Did you have that also?
Of course, it's right there.
Okay. Brad has all of the peripherals. And then obviously the Switch is a friend of mine, but the Switch. They make the controllers also. That's the other thing that I saw on Facebook Marketplace when I get my Switch again, inshallah. I want to get me of those Hori side controllers. Have you seen those? It's like these fat controllers for the Switch, but it feels more of a controller than the actual Switch.
Okay.
You mean you just put it over the Joy-Cons?
No, you don't put it. It's actual controllers that... How can I say? Yeah, so it goes to the sides.
Oh, I see.
Yes. No. So they've got that big one there, that Hori. Yeah.
Okay. Hori.
So they make all these, like, it's Nintendo, but I don't think it's the official Nintendo, but it's of Nintendo quality. Yeah, those are always a fun.
Well, I mean, it's hashtag got not sponsored. And everything. Yeah, so it's.
Yeah, like it's official side product stuff that they made.
Hmm.
They basically licensed to make it.
Yeah.
Nintendo are king of the peripherals. I know you said it earlier, but it's mad. Like when you think about just every step. I mean, my one was a Nintendo peripheral. Yours was, you spoke about the GameCube, bongos and everything. These are all Nintendo shit.
Yeah, I think they're old thinkers when it comes to gaming.
Yeah. But also, I think Nintendo knows that like Nintendo fans are willing to spend extra on that kind of stuff. Whereas like people who buy like PlayStation stuff might not
only want
be
that
like... Because like how many people do you know that bought like the Move?
The move felt like a flop of a controller.
Yeah,
because my friend had one, and like he bought it to me because I played tennis with it. So you could play it like with the Wii, but he didn't buy the like the nunchuck equivalent of it. So I had to hold the controller with my left hand to move just so I could swing.
But
it's cool. It's a cool experience, but it's like. I guess maybe now you could find it and it will be cheap because, I mean, that worked on PS3. So,
you needed them for the PSVR. You needed those Move ones for the PSVR, the first one for PS4, which is mad.
I think the PS5 controller is so just that they could actually make a peripheral that the controller can fit into and you could use the triggers of the of the actual controller as a thing, as a light source at least.
Anyway,
PlayStation, when you make it, I want my money. What do you have on your list?
Hold on.
Other peripheral that is very basic is the cable from Game Boy to Game Boy. It was just the cable, but it was a special connection and you couldn't find it anywhere and it was always expensive. I had one, I think only in the end of the Game Boy days.
Was the real one?
Yeah. No. It was a Majat one, but I got it from Cash Converters.
Are you nuts? The real one was funny.
Yeah.
Somebody selling it on Marketplace right now for $8,000.
But the fact that you could send your data to someone else's Game Boy was mind-blowing. And that was the only way you could get...
You could play multiplayer via Game Boy, which was like... That was crazy.
Battle them on Pokemon, the trading card game, the digital trading card game.
And then even like then PSP had it also with cable, but then they also had... Did they have Wi-Fi on the PSP? You know that?
Infrared.
I think it was... They also had like a different connection system. I don't know if it was Wi-Fi or Bluetooth yet, but I remember playing, I'll say online with like Unround, use PSP and stuff like that. So again, they made like people connecting, but still in the same place.
They made it like a thing, but...
Yeah.
Go, Shadley.
Okay, so an honorable mention that is actually like, it's we must honor this mention, and that is the memory card first and foremost. Like, such a simple thing that allowed us to save games. It literally changed the whole face of gaming. Like it became a staple. You had to have one. If you didn't, you are gonna suckle for.
Did that come out with PlayStation 1 initially? Like, when you bought PlayStation 1 for the first time ever, did it have a memory card?
It must have done, because it had the memory card slot. So it must have been part of the plan from right in the beginning.
Because they knew people would have to buy it. It's changed gaming. Like
8 megabytes.
You're crazy. Back then, that was stacked.
And a photo on my phone is bigger than the whole thing.
Crazy though. Such a cool thing.
And it's such a simple thing. It's just like save your game and that's it. Like, but also, it made all the difference.
And that save it and you can transport it also. So it's not just save it on the console. Yeah. You can also go to Brussels with it as well.
And so you know, such an asshole move to make you buy it though. Like not to put it like to not put it like with the console. Yeah, I don't know.
Because also that thing.
They all did that. It was the memory card and Nintendo had the memory packs at the back.
Yeah.
And Dreamcast also had a memory pack as well.
Yeah.
So they were like, nah.
But also the Game Sharks came with a memory card also in.
Yeah. You could save on like the Game Shark.
I just want to do some ASMR quickly. This is a memory card plugging into a PS2.
Somebody Somebody's me. I'm going to talk about something that is a little different, and that is this thing, the Portal of Power that came with Skylanders. And I feel like it is just so underappreciated, even though the game was the top-selling console game and handheld game like in 2012.
Really? Across all consoles?
Across everything. Wow. Also, they sold something like 30 million figures.
Jeez.
And basically, like, the Portal of Power allows you to put these little miniatures into the game. and it uses like NFC tech for the time. So like for 2012, that's like way And the cool thing is it stores all the data of the character in here. So you level up your characters and all of that. It's stored in here. So any abilities and that.
So you basically, you buy them, you put them on your game, you play with them and you get better, and then they get stored on you. So if you go to someone else with this one, it's not just the level one. You've leveled it up.
That's your brand.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
that's
it's such really a cool dope. Thing. So, and
it's like, were they expensive, like, for those?
So I remember the Portal of Power was 3K. It was like 1-2 at the time, which was pricey. But I mean, like, they gave you 3. And it came with the game as well. So it was Skylander, Spyro's Adventure. That was the first one. And I think there was like...
Is that Spyro?
Yeah, they made...
They did my boy Spyro dirty.
Yeah, look at him there. They made him ugly. Look at this. They
Spyro and Brad is both going through an emo phase right now. If you look at this.
Spyro was going through some shit at the time.
This is like a crack baby Spyro.
It's the teeth. If they didn't have those teeth there...
I don't know why they did it. Proper gap.
Could you have more than one on at the same time?
I think you could have up to 4. So it could be like four players like on the portal at the same time.
So you control the thing on there.
Yeah. So if you want to change, you can take it off, put it on there.
Didn't Digimon also have a similar thing?
No.
Are you thinking of the Amiibos?
No.
The Amiibos, is it the same thing as this?
Sorry.
No, actually.
Because you can, or you just scan the Amiibos.
I think you just scan this. This was like like a character in game.
It's actually such a cool idea.
They all had like different abilities and stuff like that. And there was like a whole lot extra that you could buy.
Did they make the fake ones? You can just buy the tags on like AliExpress.
Yeah, but
for
nowadays you can.
This is NFC tech in 2012. Yeah. Like people worried face of this. But I think what made it work was like how good Skylanders, Spyro's Adventure was. It was like actually like a solid platformer that used the tech really well. So the game came with like 3 characters, like usually these 3. And you could finish the whole game just with those 3. You didn't have to buy
anymore. That's cool.
Which was just because it was like you did have to alternate between characters to get through like certain puzzles and stuff. You never had to go out. It wasn't like blatant microtransactions where it's like, oh, you have to buy this one to get
That's really cool.
But did everybody get the same three? And then you buy the other separately.
They used to have like packs, so you could buy like 1 or you could buy like packs of 3 and stuff. I can't remember how much they were.
Does the game didn't like go like, it's not offline or something, like, so you can still play this game like today.
It wasn't an online game.
If you have PS3, then you can play it.
Oh, okay.
It's a new addiction now. It's in a good
league. I see on Facebook. I'm on Marketplace now, but
we already got this thing. We might as well.
I'm on Marketplace looking at this.
Interesting thing. One of the criticisms for the game was like it didn't have online play. So people were like, you couldn't play it online, but I go like, it's actually kind of fun that you could like take it to your bra.
Yeah.
Be like, look here, I got my bra. I'm going to go drink with this.
I think that was like at the time also when that was the stage when everybody wanted everything to be online. And like now we're back at the thing where we don't want online gaming anymore.
Like we're fine with online.
We kind of want a balance where it's like not everything has to be online.
Mm. Honestly, I feel like if this came out now, it could still.
If they made their own version of this.
Also,
what would be so good? Is a Pokemon version of this.
There isn't.
But like you battling your friend literally in the same room.
They would print money.
You got your Charizard, I choose you. And then you go like that. That would be fucking cool.
That would be actually, you keep it in your bag and you just pull it out.
Yeah.
So some figures are worth more than others. I'm seeing on Facebook.
So when I spoke to Wesley when we went to X Games, you were saying like some of them are like, expensive, like they're highly sought after. So on Facebook Marketplace, somebody selling one for like 10 grand out there.
And then so this is the one for PlayStation, right?
Yeah, this was for the PS3 and it was
It's USB, can it plug into any of the others or is it a different
Somebody must have made a hack where you can play this game on PC.
Yeah, it is on
So you can just you just plug it into the USB or the USB and
Saeed, you're gonna take that thing home now.
Take
it home, Saeed.
Don't have time.
It is the only game in the series to have Microsoft Windows and a OS X release, so you can play it on PC. It was on DS. I don't know how they made it work on DS.
And PlayStation, PC, what is it?
PS3, Xbox 360, Wii, and Wii U.
But couldn't DS just read those NFC stuff?
Probably.
Then you probably just like put it on the touch.
So are you telling me that I can plug that into my phone with enough?
You can go tag and see. Like,
because if I run the emulator, then I just plug that thing in. Then I can.
Guys, we're gonna try.
Was this like the first Spyro game for like a long time?
Yes. So, and this was the first sort of like Toys to Life games, man, because it spawned like a bunch of Toys to Life.
The Infinity.
Yeah, you had Disney Infinity, which...
The game I'm thinking about that stopped.
So that was very dull. It was like, you could like create... It was sort of like a Minecraft precursor, but it was so like void of like personality. Like they were just like, oh, we're just going to throw everything into this. Yeah. And they didn't like make it... It never felt like a game, man. It never felt like, oh, I'm going to play, like, this is Spyro's Adventure. They had a proper story. It actually wrote in why they are statues, because you are not playing as the characters. You're playing as a portal master. Oh. And in the real world, they become statues, and you have to put them in the portal to get them into the world.
Like Yu-Gi-Oh, basically.
Yeah, and it's like, it made it fun and interesting, and it's...
Sorry, there's a guy in the Olympics that comes out. He's a sprinter that comes out.
Noah Lyle.
Did you see?
Yes. He
pulls out the
Exodia. He's like, yeah, Exodia. Blue eyes, white dragon.
Just before his game, he like does the hype move and the camera runs. He pulls out the card and then he just flexes. And I was like, yo, boy.
Is there like a Lego version of this thing? I feel like Lego would be mad in this. Like if you could buy the figurines and then just put them in the game. It's like the Lego games are cool.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Actually, I haven't gotten into the Lego games. Oh, so I was going to say the Digimon game, and why I'm calling back now, is that in the Digimon game, right, you could basically like find new monsters by popping out the disc and putting in another disc.
That was Monster Hunter, wasn't it?
No.
Yeah, it was Monster
Hunter. It was
a Monster Hunter that
you
could
make a monster out of whatever disc you
put in. Yeah, even if it's a scratch disc or whatever it was, it would just make a new thing.
Scans it and then that. There was actually Lego Dimensions.
But
I think what the other games like later on did was like they tried to make it like feel very DLC, like here's a sticky of a game and you must buy the rest and then here's a sticky. This gave you like a full game
that you everything you needed
like, so you more incentivized to buy the others just if you want them, but you didn't need them. And like, I didn't feel as greedy.
I feel like there's so many other games they could make like this.
No, and it's such cool and simple.
If they
you know what
like
I think they're gonna they should do like a mini like Funko version of this.
Yes.
Oh,
because I know there is a Funko game that came out like last week or something.
Yeah.
Oh God, they're gonna do this.
Where there's like a whole lot of, like all the like there's different proper character Funkos like in there. And like that would be cool because people collect the Funkos anyway.
Yeah.
But if they made that, scan it in.
Yeah, then you can just
monster in my pocket. If they did stuff like that, to bring it back. And even like a dog or a cat.
Bro, remember puppy in my pocket.
That's what I'm saying. Puppy in my pocket, but then you go, it's like a Tamagotchi kind of thing, and you have the actual puppy as well. You scan it in, it becomes a thing.
But it felt like, I mean, like even the toys feel like they're decent quality.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't feel like cheap and
I would display this.
Yeah, you it's know? A proper. So Mikael actually has the Disney Infinity ones, and it's all like lined up on top of his cupboard there.
Yeah, it's something like cool, and then it just became like let's make it very DLC. You must buy. Everything.
Did the Infinity ones need a scanner?
They had a separate scanner that you get, but there was one with spaceships or so. That came out recently.
And there's also that small orange little thing that you can buy that they can copy the scanners now.
Yeah.
Have you seen those?
The dolphin flip. The flip thing. That thing.
Nah, I don't know. But it's like an orange and white thing that you can buy that basically you can run it under here, copy it, and then add it to the game.
Oh, wow.
And then they do it with Pokemon on the Switch also, I think. Because the Switch also has an NFC toy as well.
I just think like it's such a cool concept that didn't get enough. Look, it did well for a bit. And then it disappeared. Mm. And I feel like it's a cool concept that could have been expanded upon and can still be used to today. And you know, okay, the sucky thing is that everybody would be greedy and be like, no, you actually need to buy like extra 5 characters to finish the game.
Yeah.
That's all the scammy part.
People will buy like all of one character and then you have to pay like yeah. insane if you want that character in your game.
Just on the note of peripherals also was the Pokemon Watch for Pokemon Go also.
Oh, yes.
That was just the button that you, every time it vibrated, you had to press it.
Yeah, and then,
people made like that the hack one of that thing where it would auto-catch for you and all the stuff.
Yes.
So, like, so you would literally, while you would walk, it would just, if a Pokemon popped up, you had to keep your phone open.
Yeah.
And then like, so you could like leave the app like minimized in your pocket or whatever. And then it would just auto catch, like it would auto throw like one ball.
Jeez.
And then it either caught it or it didn't. And then it would just move on and it'll spin everything for you while you, but like they would ban people who had that, who used that thing because it was like a cheat.
But that doesn't,
I get it now, but I'm on both sides.
Aren't yeah. you happy you didn't buy, you didn't no. buy one of the, because when it was Pokemon Go time, I was like, yo, I need one. And now it's like, bro, like people just gave this away.
So actually, that reminds me of like another honorable mention that I want to bring up, and that is the Pokewalker that came with Heart Gold and Soul Silver. So that was the remake of Gold and Silver, and that was dope because you could store a Pokemon on there, and it worked like a Tamagotchi, man. And then you'd like walk around with it almost like a pedometer where you can like count your steps and whatever.
I like that you pronounce it like that and not a pedometer.
I was like, hey, whoa. In my head,
how much
like,
are you? Let's find the pedometer.
So,
it has a scale that goes up to 10 after that's over age.
But it was quiet because it was like, you take your Pokemon with you, it levels it up, it ups its happiness and that. Yeah. And then you like put it back in the game and it's like, you essentially like leveled up your Pokemon for like football.
Yeah,
it's great.
You know what I mean?
Pokemon
like,
Go
like
was
just jazz.
There's Pokemon Go full, that's your phone ball full part of peripherals for Pokemon Go. Because Pokemon Go is actually fire game.
I think your legs are the peripherals.
Yeah. That's what I mean. It's like
you are the peripheral.
Just shout out to Pokemon Go and the time in the world when we were all playing it, it was the closest we felt as a people.
Just before we like round out this segment, I just want to give a shout out to, I know, like the worst like peripherals, and that was that Nintendo Power.
I knew you were going to say that, yo.
Because
it's the coolest looking peripheral ever.
Let me see.
I don't know why somebody would think this is a good idea.
Yeah.
So, do you know why? This felt like the opposite of the light card. Like, that sounded dumb, like in concept. No? This sounds quite in concept. No? But like, it didn't do like anything, man. Like, it did that thing.
Oh.
It was honestly, just a controller on your arm.
Yeah. Yeah. For the longest time, I didn't know it was real. I thought it was like something that like they made for like a movie.
Yeah.
You know, like, I thought it was like in like a Back to the Future kind of movie or like War Games or something.
Now you play games like this. Like,
somebody beat Dark Souls on this thing.
Yo.
Oh, 100%. But yeah, people beat Dark Souls using potatoes and bananas. Yeah. So like, this is
really
easy.
That one person.
That's peripherals. I want to buy peripherals.
That one person used one of those running things to beat like two versions of Elden Ring at the same, like two were playing on it and at the same time, and she finished both using one set of controls.
Oh, that is wild.
Also, while we're talking about peripherals, while you search for the potato and the banana one, is also the PlayStation controller that's made for differently abled people. I go, that's when we spoke about it.
Yeah, the Xbox ones also.
Yeah, the Xbox and the
like
PlayStation.
Really
good. They've figured out a way so that everybody can play.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what peripherals is supposed to be. It's more fun for more people. So they literally plugged it into a banana.
Bro, like, this is with Skyrim. You literally programmed potato.
And so Skyrim is a horrible game. Like, out of all the games you chose to play, why Skyrim with bananas and potatoes?
The guy who does it is actually like a developer, and it's kind of like just testing the limits of what
you can a fritter can become.
It's like, look, I can program it into anything.
The most versatile vegetable.
Yeah. I want banana fritters and now potato fritters. Eat Mubarak.
I was like, your food is not safe. I can't drink games.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine a brass sticker? It's like he sticks it to your joint, and he's like, nah, we don't have an extra control. He's like, nah, no problem.
I got you.
He starts grabbing random things, like plugging in wires.
But is there any other peripherals? It's a name that's bugging me the whole time.
I think that's everything. Although I do want to say, like, have you seen those clips of the people playing the cricket game in VR?
No.
So it's like you get, like, you buy, like, it's like a bat, like it's weighted and everything.
I know.
And then you play.
Oh, nah, this
but it's like, it's not the full length bat. So it's like maybe half length. But okay. Like, it has the weight.
Oh, like the signature bat that Brad won. Let's give an update. Brad won a competition with the cricket. And he won a signed bat from the people running the competition, not the cricket players.
they gave me the bat and I'm like, oh, sweet, it's got signatures on it. That's cool. I thought it was from like my Cape Town. And then on the way home, I was looking at it and I'm like, and I love the guy, but it can't waste his signature. And Darren Sherlin and Sibs. And I'm like, this is like,
this is worth less now. That's worth less after you wrote your name on it. Like, if it was a normal mini bat, that could have been some.
Not even cricket players. So that kind of, that link.
Yeah, but like, so like you play with the VR and it's, it's like so accurate, like you can actually like practice proper batting with it. So like,
wow.
They're like, okay, that, then they'll tell you like, that's a 4, that's a 6. Like, that's looks mad, but the people, the brass are playing it, they're always sweating them. Like, and it's just like, if all the comments are always like, bro, why are you sweating? You're not even playing for real. Like, you're not even running. And this brass is breathing freak heavy. They're like, look, yeah.
Is there feedback in it?
I think that thing maybe has like something in like it when you connect. Yeah,
that's cool.
And it you can like hear like the connect, the... But it's like, it looks liquor. Like, I would love that. Because like,
how are you
can't find another brother that has enough time to like go to the nets with you nowadays.
Yeah. And also, I think cricket is the only sport that,
mad.
It's a mad thing.
Oh, there's different weights and everything.
Yeah,
also.
So like, you make it feel like, but it's like freaking expensive apparently.
Oh.
Yeah, all of your stuff.
Yeah.
But you go like, what are the, you can't do the same with like baseball, because I feel like baseball swing is such a different
thing. I feel like concussion happens.
I feel like you could, but obviously you have to make sure like, if you're in like in this room, you could do it.
Yeah.
But like, I can't do it in my, like.
you have to
tie that thing to your wrist. Yeah. Because one thing.
That thing slide.
Yeah, you also can't get anybody to walk in, because if they walk in, that's the good.
Somebody's
dead. Also, on the Wii, when you add the controller to the guitar controller, was such a dope thing to just plug in and then you play like that. And I go, they actually made the controller so much dope, because it made the guitar also so much dope as well.
I want to give one final. Actually, it should have been one of my honorable mentions, is the Kinect for
it
Xbox.
Yes,
and I know we spoke about it. I really enjoyed it. I've still
actually
got it.
Yes, it was. I remember also playing the dance games from that. And it was really cool also and fun.
Like those like fun little, like almost like the sports games and the fun games that aren't too immersive or didn't try to be too immersive. Those were so much fun. It was like the Wii, but like just with slightly better graphics and better motion control in my opinion.
They also had official music in the dance one. And I remember I was not bad at the dance one also. And the thing of everyone could play.
Yeah.
Like, and everybody who watched it didn't feel like they were...
You didn't feel embarrassed. Like, you were like, just enjoying it.
But also,
you
watched it feeling like you were part of it. So like, because I remember like my whole family playing the thing, and then everybody had a turn playing it, and no one was like, oh, this is not for me. Which is what peripherals should be.
So Ed is showing me stuff from Facebook Marketplace. He's going to go buy a frack peripherals.
Yeah, there's some Skylanders on there. I checked now already.
Skylanders is a new addiction. If you guys have any Skylanders you want to donate to us, and this is the clip, by the way, guys.
Yeah.
Give it to us. We will accept all of it for free. We'll come fetch it if you are within the boundaries of the Western Cape. Or actually Cape Town. I don't want to travel that far.
Put it to us.
Okay, let's go on to some questions. We got some questions this week. So,
is this still part of the podcast?
Mm.
Okay, just making sure.
So, Logan.
No, wait. Let's end this and make this the next episode, because we're speaking for long now.
It's already an hour 20.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, let's move on to the next.
This is part 2 of the episode.
Wait, so are we gonna end the episode?
Yeah, this is the end of the episode.
So are we not gonna end the episode?
Yeah, let's just say bye, guys. Okay.
But I want to ask the people something before we end the episode. If you know of a squash club that's not expensive, or if you know of a squash court that is not expensive, please DM one of these accounts. Either the Instagram or the TikTok, and tell me where I can play squash.
Saeed,
I'm not gonna join. I'm not gonna join a gym. Just to play squash. So if you know of one or if there's a place, let me know.
Oh.
Also, if you...
carry on, carry on, carry on.
Also, please, just let me know.
Can I just say, I hate the youth so much right now. Because the youth hate on people on Facebook. Then they come on podcast and do the same caca. Because that is Fasa Auntie on Facebook going, I'm looking for a squash group for my son. He mustn't join the whole month. He just wants to play sometime. That's exactly what he just did now. He's an auntie on Facebook on
please, Southern Suburbs people.
Exactly that. He's looking for a lift. He travels to campus sometimes like this. So that is a Fasa Facebook. We will pay Facebook. Fast Facebook Auntie. Also.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's not your personal platform.
Any you guys want to ask me anything? Also, I'm still looking for a dungaree. I asked like last year already for a dungaree. So
don't enable this man.
I found where the dungarees are. So you just don't want those dungarees. Anyway, that's the episode. Thank you very much for listening. We have a part two that will be coming up in a moment away. Safe.
Safe.
Bye.